Kevin Atwood, city administrator.
Now, Kevin, the special meeting on Monday, there's going to be discussion regarding a proposal from TerraCon. Will you tell me a little bit about what this is?
This is a proposal from TerraCon to do the needed testing to sell one of the lagoons for our FEMA appeal. They're going to go in and take a core sample and figure out the depth of the sludge, and then they'll also, from that core sample, they'll be able to figure out, well, separate organic and inorganic material.
And will you take me a little bit through the history of this? Why is this appeal to FEMA necessary?
We had gotten a FEMA grant to clean the sludge out of the bottom of the lagoon due to the flooding in 2010. When we got in there to do the dredging, there was more material in there than what we had thought. So funds ran out pretty quick. We had requested additional funding from FEMA, and we was denied. So we're going to go through the appeal process and appeal their decision to try to get more funding.
And how much more funding are you hoping for?
You know, we'll take what we can get. Obviously, I mean, it's not FEMA's job to clean out our lagoon cell. We just want them to be responsible for the material that was washed into the cell. Nobody really knows, and I don't think anybody could tell us an exact amount of debris that was brought in from the river. So, you know, that's what the testing's for, is to see, get us an idea. So there's probably another, probably close to 8,000 tons, dry tons of sediment in there. So, you know, anything that'll be able to do will help.
I understand.
Does that make sense?
Now, the testing from TerraCon, assuming it's accepted, how much will it cost the city?
The proposal from TerraCon is just a little over $11,000. We knew it was going to be somewhere in the neighborhood of $10,000. The biggest part of the job is just getting out there and getting the sampling. We've discussed using a barge, and they're going to have to bring quite a bit of equipment out. It's going to be a big process.
I understand. Well, Kevin, do you have anything you'd like to add, or anything else you think we should discuss?
No. I said this is a special meeting that the mayor had called to get that approved. We had 60 days to get the appeal in. So it's kind of a push. So that was the reason for calling the special meeting.
And the 60 days, when are they up?
Off the top of my head, I don't. Their decision came in middle of September, so we're looking at middle of November. So not much time.
Not at all. Yeah. And before I hit recording, just so I'm clear, is this from FEMA as in federal or SEMA as in state? I couldn't hear.
The grant money originates from FEMA, which is a federal level, obviously. That money is then dispersed to SEMA, the state level, and then SEMA oversees the grant process. So and then FEMA does kick in 10%. So really the money comes from FEMA, and then it's just administered by SEMA. So then that tends to confuse a lot of people. Whenever you say you've got a FEMA grant, then FEMA is always involved, and vice versa.
Okay, I understand. Thank you for explaining that. Kevin, do you have anything you'd like to add before I end recording?
Nope, that's it.